You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The motto of the Traverse City Film Festival gets right to the point. One great movie can change you. Just great movies. The 14th festival is well underway in Traverse City, running through Sunday. Meg Weichman is creative director of the Traverse City Film Festival. Meg, welcome to Stateside.
Thanks for having me.
So all total, how many films are being shown this year?
I think with short films, we have over 150 different movies.
Would you say that there are common themes that link the films you've chosen this year?
You know, we didn't go in with a theme, but I certainly think themes emerge that really just reflect the times we're living in. A lot of films that speak to the Me Too movement or dealing with immigrants and refugees. And then we just also have a lot of films about, like, Hollywood and great directors, too. So, yeah, it was interesting to see what kind of threads emerged.
Well, you kicked the festival off with RBG. You can't beat the timing of everything in our history right now, showing that documentary on the life of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And I bet that was a hit.
Yeah, it was. The audience loved it, and it was such a great tonal fit to open the festival this year. Very hopeful and inspiring.
What are some of the films, Meg Weichman, that you are personally most excited about showing this year?
I'm really excited about a film called Bathtubs Over Broadway. It's kind of a hidden history / mystery of the industrial musical.
Now, what is an industrial musical? Because I'm going to say I haven't heard that term.
Yeah, I was expecting you to follow up with that question. They are these musical productions that were launched by corporations that performed at their annual meetings and sales gatherings that often exceeded the budgets of Broadway counterparts at the time. And, like, a lot of people got their starts in these productions, and then, you know, no one really knew about them except the people who were there. And this guy, Steve Young, who was a writer for David Letterman, kind of becomes fascinated by this story and unearths all these people and these great stories. And it's a delightful film.
And I know, Meg, you're screening The Russian Five by Port Huron's Joshua Reel, telling the story of the Detroit Red Wings and the five Russians that helped end the Stanley Cup drought. We had him in here talking about it. It's terrific, which makes me wonder, any other interesting Michigan-based films or filmmakers you're going to be showing?
We actually have this film called The Sentence. It won the Audience Award at the Sundance Film Festival. And it's a Michigan-set story about a family in Lansing who the mom unexpectedly goes to prison for like 15 years due to this girlfriend clause in the law. A guy she was dating many years ago was a drug dealer, and she got sent to prison for her ties to him. And her brother kind of documented the family's journey during her time away. It's a really powerful and emotional film, very personal, and the whole family is joining us in Traverse City. So we're excited.
So that really, it's kind of really a commentary on our incarceration laws.
Yes, definitely that.
Now, you're going to be screening a film that I've been reading about. It's got quite a bit of buzz, The Miseducation of Cameron Post. Tell us about that. That's a Sundance winner, right?
Yes, I think, yes, that also won an award in the next section. This is a really just, I mean, it's to hear about these gay conversion camps and then to see a film like this, just really, it changes the way you think about it and really opens your eyes. And it's a really powerful film that I really recommend.
Now, when you think of these over 100 films you've chosen, what do you think is the strangest or most unique and challenging film you're going to show?
I wouldn't say it's challenging, but one of the most unique ones is this documentary called White Tide, The Legend of Culebra. That it's like documentary hybrid where the documentary subjects participate in these like really beautifully shot reenactments of their story. It's this like treasure hunt story where this guy who's fallen on hard times after the 2008 crash hears this tall tale from a friend about cocaine buried in Puerto Rico, and he thinks he's gonna go down and dig it up. It's like Breaking Bad meets Scarface meets this just like hilarious dad, and it's a really unique way to tell the story.
Now, there has been some buzz, I have to ask you, there's been buzz that Michael Moore might show his upcoming film about President Trump, Fahrenheit 11/9. Anything you could tell us about?
Well, I can tell you he has two Mike surprise screenings. There are still tickets available for Sunday's screening, and he's got to surprise people, so I don't know what he's going to do.
I also think it is really worth giving you a hat tip, the fact that you have the free open spaces screening, so people can come and sit outside. And I notice you're doing like Ferris Bueller's Day Off, John Hughes film, 9 to 5, The Greatest Showman. What a great thing to offer people in the Traverse area.
Yeah, open space is my favorite part of the festival. It is so magical down there at night. Thousands of people just gathered under, right along the bay, under the northern Michigan sky, watching great movies with their friends, family, and neighbors. Everyone in town should do it, and people who come to town should definitely make it part of their plan.
The 14th Traverse City Film Festival, now underway, running through Sunday, and we've been talking with creative director Meg Weichman. Thank you so much, Meg.
Thank you.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.